2005, approximately 25 people turned out for a rally in front of the federal building, Burlington, Vermont, in support of San Quentin Penitentiary death row inmate Stanley Tookie Williams, one of the co-founders of the Crips gang of Los Angeles, California in the spring of 1970 when he was just 17 years old. Stanley had no intent for the Crips to participate in daily gang-banging activities, but to, quote, help cleanse his neighborhood of the marauding gangs that were preying upon his friends, unquote. To his deepest regret, the Crips, quote, eventually morphed into the monster we were battling against, unquote. The Crips had become super gang bangers terrorizing their own neighborhood. In 1979, Tookie was arrested in connection with murders of four people. In 1981, found guilty and condemned to death. Now, 26 years later, Tookie's scheduled to be executed on December 13, 2005, unless Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger grants him clemency. Stanley has maintained all along he's completely innocent of all charges, was given an unfair trial by an all-white jury. Not a shred of tangible evidence was at the crime scenes that could link Tookie to the murders. There were no eyewitnesses, and all the evidence used against him at his trial was hearsay. While incarcerated, Tookie wrote a series of 8 children's books and has been nominated several times for the Nobel Peace Prize. Stanley's a folk advocate against gang violence by creating truces between rivals at war. He tells children in his books, quote, don't join a gang. You won't find what you're looking for. All you'll find is trouble, pain, and sadness. I know. I did. Unquote. Stanley Tookie Williams.
Thanks everyone for coming out. Coming out for supporting Stan Tookie Williams and for just standing up against the death penalty in the United States. As we all know, it's legally sanctioned murder that takes its toll on the underprivileged of society. It's racist, it's classist, and it needs to be ended as soon as possible, right now. And just a little bit of news, I guess. Stan Tookie Williams, as we all know, on death row for a series of murders he didn't commit. But since he's been on death row, he's dedicated his life to ending gang violence, to resolving gang wars, and being an activist just for peace. And dedicated his entire life to that. And Governor Schwarzenegger has actually scheduled a clemency hearing for December 8th with Tookie's lawyers. This is huge. And I think the way we should look at this is the direct result of people doing exactly what we're doing right now. So I think we should keep it up. I think we should be loud. We should be proud to be standing out here against the death penalty and for Tookie and for justice. And so, thank you, everyone. Hey, Terminator, what do you say?
How many prisoners you killed today?
Hey, Terminator, what do you say?
How many prisoners you killed today?
Hey, Terminator, what do you say?
How many prisoners you killed today?
Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming out. This is really great. I just wanted to talk a little bit about the death penalty and the racism of the death penalty. I think Stan Tookie Williams' case reveals it really clearly. This is a case of a black man who was framed for killing 4 white people. He faced an all-white jury. His trial was based on circumstantial evidence. And he basically didn't commit the crime that he committed. The death penalty is totally racist. 50% of the people in death row are black, even though blacks make up about 12% of the population in the United States. This is a completely disgusting institution. That's why it's so important to shut it down. I think actions like the ones you see here today can be part of an effort to end the death penalty. The fact that the state of Virginia just stopped the execution of what would have been the 1,000th person is a huge victory and shows the possibility for success. The fact that ordinary people organizing and putting pressure on the governor was able to force him to consider having a trial to grant clemency for Stan is hugely important, especially because we know that this isn't something that Arnold wanted to do. It's something that people, like the people here today, forced him to do. That's why we need to keep the fight up, and keep putting pressure on the state of California to grant clemency to this personal hero of mine, Stan Tiffy Williams, who should continue to live so he can keep doing the amazing work that he's doing against violence.
They say death, we say no. Take Stan Williams off death row. They say death, we say no. Take Stan Williams off death row.
They say death,
we say no. Take Stan Williams off death row. They say death, we say no. Take Stan Williams off death row.
Unfortunately, I don't know as much about Stan Tiffy Williams as I probably should, but I do know a lot about O.J. Simpson and Michael Jackson and Robert Blake, and because I'm a couch potato. Anyway, so, but I know that because their money and their influence, they got off, and Tookie Williams, because I haven't heard of him, he doesn't have, I guess, as much money and influence and all that as those other guys, O.J. Williams and Michael Jackson and all of them. And so that just proves that this whole thing is incredibly classist. And the death penalty is wrong, mm-hmm. No matter what. It doesn't matter. We don't even need to argue if a person is innocent or guilty. It doesn't make any difference. Yep. Murdering people is wrong, no matter who does it, and if it's, you know, and the kind of murder that the death penalty is premeditated, cold-blooded murder. It's the worst kind of murder.
I guess just to expand off of that, Tookie's case, I think, as David said before, is a perfect example of exactly what the injustice system stands for. If it's meant for rehabilitation, here is possibly the most rehabilitated person in the history of the world. if it's for protecting lives, here's a man who saved hundreds of lives from prison. Go to his website and read all the letters from children who were involved in gang banging and things like that, and who were set on a different path because of his story.
No justice, no peace,
till Tookie is released.
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 So I did some research on lethal injection, which is the how they want to kill Stan Tookie Williams. And the American Veterinary Medical Association has actually prohibited the use of the form of euthanasia, which they will be using, or they want to use, on Stan Tookie Williams. This man is... Anyway, I think that speaks for itself. I find that interesting. I find that disgusting. I just wanted to read a quote from... I just wanted to read a quote from this man, Percy Shelley, and he was he wrote this essay. It's called On the Punishment of Death, and I just have two extracts from that work that I wanted to share. As a measure of punishment, strictly so considered, and as an exhibition which, by its known effects on the sensibility of the sufferer, is intended to intimidate the spectators from incurring a similar liability, it is singularly inadequate. And what I take that to mean is that their ability to kill Stan Tookie Williams on a case of lies, on a bed of lies, threatens all of us, threat to all of us. And then, the more powerful, the richer among them, and a numerous class of little tradesmen are richer and more powerful than those who are employed by them, and the employer, in general, bears this relation to the employed, regard their own wrongs as, in some degree, avenged, and their own rights secured by this punishment, inflicted as a penalty of whatever crime.
There's a little more of the hypocrisy of the death penalty, who gets executed, who gets off. Yeah, it's just total hypocrisy.
I think the most important thing to say to Stan Tookie Williams is that this is a campaign which has taken off largely due to help of activists like ourselves all across the country. In fact, there are at least 50 actions which are happening right now all across the country, which I think we have to be really proud of. And I think that it's important to say that Schwarzenegger wants nothing to do with Stan Tookie Williams, and that he's forced to have a hearing on the question of clemency with Tookie's lawyers is the most important thing, I think, and it's a reflection of our work. And Schwarzenegger, who's got 32% popular, you know, support, this guy is more unpopular than Bush, and is being forced to hold a hearing to about the clemency of Stan Tookie Williams. But I think that in itself is a victory for our side. And the other thing to say is that we had a huge victory. Chris mentioned it, but there was supposed to, the 1,000th person was supposed to be killed today in Virginia, and that was, and he was granted clemency.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. Woo! Woo! And then I think that we have to say that we've had a whole slew of victories against the death penalty. Obviously, stopping the 1,000th execution is really important, but also as well, there are still 12 states who don't have the death penalty. State can't kill minors. They can't kill the mentally retarded. And there was a moratorium 2 years ago against the death penalty in Illinois. New York last year had a whole series of hearings on the death penalty, and New York no longer has the death penalty. So I think we have to say our side is winning, and that there's a lot of momentum happening around Sam. There's been pressure from countries around the world. I know that there's activism which has been happening in France. So I think we have to say that this is moving in a really positive direction. And then we need to continue. I hope everyone can grab some petitions to take home with them, take them to their workplace, and pass them around. And I mean, people know about this. People have seen the movie with Jamie Foxx. People know the name Stan Tookie Williams. And this is high profile. And if we were able to save Kevin Cooper 2 years ago from California's death row, we certainly could save Stan. And there's a whole bunch of exciting things happening. And I also wanted to announce that next week there's going to be a panel, Voices from Death Row up at UVM, Lafayette 102 at 7 p.m., which is going to have Darby Tillis, who is an exonerated death row member who was in prison for a decade and a half for a crime he didn't commit. He's going to be speaking up at UVM, and as well Champions and the Death Penalty director Marlene Martin. And we're going to be playing a special message from Stan Tookie Williams. That's going to be happening next week. And I would argue that we should have an emergency action, depending on what happens December 8th, when the hearing is, December 9th. If he gets clemency, we have a victory party, and if he doesn't get clemency, we have another protest.
Yeah. So I think the most important thing to come out of this protest is that we get involved and we stay involved, because the fight isn't, we're making huge headway, but the fight isn't over. We can get clemency for individuals, but we need to address the death penalty as a whole, and that's exactly what we're doing here.
Hey Arnold, let him go! Take Tookie off death row! Hey Arnold, let him go! Take Tookie off death row! Hey Arnold, let him go! Take Tookie off death row!
Hey Arnold, let him go!
Take Tookie off death row!
The floor is open.
Alright, so, I'm going to read some of Stan's own words out of this publication called The New Abolitionist, which is put out by Campaign to End the Death Penalty. Alright, I'm just going to read sections of it because it's quite long, but he's talking about his case and the criminality of the death penalty in general. This is the 21st century. Theoretically, American slavery has ended. Still, I stand shackled before you, before the world, an innocent black man on death row, destitute and unprotected by the law. The Declaration of Independence decrees, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. But I bear witness that all men are not created equal in California's criminal court of justice, especially if their skin is black. Literally, the criminal justice system in this country is an untouched bastion of institutional racism. Unchallenged, this judicial racism will continue to be whitewashed by legislatures, judges, prosecutors, attorneys, law enforcers, and courts. This standard practice has decriminalized racism to a harmless error. With absolute justification, I have no confidence in California's administration of justice. Whether you disagree or not, imagine, God forbid, that despite being innocent, you are facing the death penalty. Moreover, you must defend against prosecutional misconduct, flimsy evidence, as well as hidden evidence of your innocence, biased jury selection resulting in the removal of all African Americans from your jury, five spurious paid police informants, many violations of your constitutional rights, involuntary drugging while awaiting trial, inferior legal representation, and an illegal interrogation where a witness was called a stupid, no-good nigger, then was physically beaten to falsify a confession and left lying in his own cell in his own blood with ribs broken. Such a nightmare can happen to you, the public. It has happened to me. And that's exactly why we need to continue this fight and get Stan off death row as well as anyone else who's on death row.
Stop the violence, stop the hate.
Stop the murder by the state.
Stop the violence, stop the hate.
Stop the murder by the state.
Stop the violence, stop the hate.
Stop the murder by the state.
Just to repeat, the most important thing to come out of this rally is that I think
what we need to do is get involved because, as I said before, we're making headway with the commutation of the sentence of what was going to be the 1,000th execution since the U.S. reinstated the death penalty. And we have, for Monitors Against the Death Penalty, we have the campaign on death penalty is bringing voices from death row next week, Lafayette 102 at 7 o'clock. And we have the petition going around that we're going to be sending to Governor Schwarzenegger. And he's obviously been paying attention to these because he did schedule the clemency hearing.
They say death row.
We say hell no.
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 Legal lynching is a crime.
Why is Stan doing time?
Legal lynching is a crime.
Why is Stan doing time?
I think that we should reinvoke the ghosts of Sacco and Vanzetti. And Julius and Ethel Rosenberg. And we need to educate the young people as to who these people were and that they were absolutely innocent. Mm-hmm. And that they were executed because they were communists.
Yes.
And because they were Italian or Jewish. If people knew that history that I learned when I was in school, that made me an anti-death penalty person, then I think more people would be against the death penalty. If there are people who've never heard of these people before, and so we need to get the word out. We need to reinvoke their ghosts, bring them alive again.
So I need to remember the Vanzettis and the Rosenbergs, and also look at where the biggest killers are right now. The biggest killers are in the White House. I don't think we can be equivocal about that. And, you know, sitting at the head of Bechtel, at the head of Halliburton, people are making money off of people's misery. And meanwhile, people who are actually doing something are going to be sent to the electric chair. So, yeah, that we need to invoke the spirit of those who came before us, absolutely.
Hey, Arnold, let him go. Take Turkey off death row.
Hey, Arnold, let him go.
Take Turkey off death row.
Hey, Arnold, let him go.
Take Turkey off death row.
Hey, Arnold, let him go. Take Turkey off death row.
I think an important thing to say, we're talking about Stan, but the need to talk about the bigger implications of the death penalty and the fact that the death penalty originated as lynching. He controls slaves, and of course, as the sister mentioned, to attack political prisoners. I think that's exactly what Stan Tookie Williams is a political prisoner in the United States, along the lines of George Jackson, who was also a political prisoner who was gunned down by the police in San Quentin.
In the back.
I think we have to remember that when we're fighting against the death penalty, it's also fighting the racist criminal injustice system, which has 2 million people behind bars. One of the largest prison populations in the world and in what they call the land of freedom and democracy. And I think that's the main reason that we've got to be fighting against a system which has more black men in prison than it does in college. And we need to fight to change the priorities of the criminal and justice system and actually put money where it's necessary into education, into jobs, and not into funding and booming prison industrial complex, which has like 2 million people. 2 million people that are behind bars. I think it's 1 in 31 that are somehow a part of either on probation or behind bars or have some relation to being penalized. That's all I want to say.
Let's not forget that in some states, convicted felons don't have the right to vote.
In all states.
In
all states?
Yeah.
My mistake.
That means if you get convicted of a felony marijuana charge, mm-hmm. that's how they keep the people from voting, who are in favor of legalization.
That's true. And in a system that, as we've just been talking, disproportionately affects minorities and working class people, you can tell who their enemy is.
Break the needle, smash the chair.
Death row is never fair.
Break the needle, smash the chair.
Death row is never fair.
Break the needle, smash the chair.
Death row is never fair.
Break the needle, smash the chair.
Death row is never fair.
One, two, three, four. It's racist, cruel, and anti-poor. Five, six, seven, eight. Stop murders by the state. One, two, three, four. It's racist, cruel, and anti-poor. Five, six, seven, eight. Stop murders by the state.
Hi, everybody. I think it's great to see so many people out here, and I just wanted to tell everybody that about a week ago, 1,000 people demonstrated at San Quentin to save Stan Tookie Williams' life, and I think that that's the kind of movement, that's the kind of support that Stan Tookie Williams has, and I think that also shows how many people in the United States actually oppose the death penalty. And I just wanted to, people referenced Kevin Cooper. Yeah, people referenced the Kevin Cooper case a couple of years ago, and I think what was exciting about that is that so many people called into the governor's office, so many people filled out petitions. Schwarzenegger's office was just completely flooded with people who were saying, don't kill Kevin Cooper. And I think that we need to do the same exact thing for Stan Tookie Williams. I think we need to call Schwarzenegger's office. I think we need to keep filling out petitions. I think people should all take petitions, give them to your friends, have your friends bring them around. And I think people should definitely come out to the Voices of Death Row panel next week. So anyway, I'm glad to see everybody out here, and I think we can keep fighting to actually save Stan Tookie Williams' life.
What do we want?
Clemency!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Clemency!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Clemency!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Clemency!
When do we want it?
Now!
People are doing this all over the country today. November 30th was the National Day of Action for Save Tookie Williams demonstrations. And so we're not alone. This is going on across the country. So I hope this gives hope to everybody, and definitely get involved in whatever capacity you can.
Yeah, don't give up the fight.
Don't give up the fight. There's everything to win. Hey Arnold, let him go.
Take Tookie off death row.
Hey Arnold, let him go.
Take Tookie off death row.
Hey Arnold, let him go.
Take Tookie off death row.
Hey Arnold, let him go.
Take Tookie off death row.
Hey Arnold, let him go.
Take Tookie off death row.
Get involved in every capacity.
You can learn more about Tookie Williams and sign his petition to Governor Schwarzenegger requesting Tookie's clemency. Go to www.tookie.com, and you can visit democracynow.org. Scroll to previous shows November 30th and listen to an in-depth interview by Amy Goodman with Stanley Tookie Williams from San Quentin Penitentiary's Death Row. Free Radio Burlington Collective produces and archives local news, public affairs, and cultural events. This material is intended for any and all non-profit use. To listen to this recording and other shows, please visit our archived website, freeradioburlington.selfip.net:8081. This is DJ Black Flash saying to you all, don't give up the fight.